Today's daf in Masechet Chulin is Dakuf Yud Dalet. We just completed two possible ways of understanding the interrelationship of the normal din of Einis Echal Al Iser with the specific dinim of Basar B'cholov. And we had really two opposite approaches because they were Ibayit Emas. One assumed that all over we would say Ein Israel Aleser, except that over here there's a Madyomer who holds that since Bishol is used to express the word Achila when it says Lo Tevashel, and that's making an assumption, by the way, that we're going to see more about tomorrow, which is that the word Lo Tevashel, as we pointed out yesterday, taking for granted one of them means not to eat, and one of them means not to be Nina. We'll see that not everybody has made it, that that's the Makor of the Yisr, but we're making that assumption. So if Bishol is used to incorporate Achila, it must be coming to tell me that as long as you'd be Chayev on Bishol, you'd be Chayev on Achila as well. Even though, like this, on the Achila, if I cooked Chalev in Cholav, I shouldn't be Chayev because Ein Isur Chalav Isur. Kamash Balan, that in this particular case you would be. The opposite approach was, on the contrary, that even though there should be no problem of being Bechayev you on the Bishol of Chalev in Cholav, because after all, there's no extant Isser on the Bishol except for Basar B'cholov. That's the only thing that's Isser in Bishol. But nonetheless, since it expresses the din of Bishol as Achila, so that comes to imply that if the Achila wouldn't be an Isser in this case because it's Isser already for something else, the Bishol as well is not a new Isser. They're all interrelated. Those were opposite approaches. The reason that we would have made the approach, and the Tosas actually asks us, he doesn't know the answer, why we would have said the approach that we should be makel. Well, the reason we should approach it that way, perhaps, is because that way we preserve the normal din of Ein Isser Chal Al Iser. In other words, even though normally, the question is which way to look at it. So normally we would go l'chumra, if you have a hekesh. So we say, if Lakula makshin and l'chumra makshin, and you have no right to say that there is being makish Lakula, you'd have to assume that it was a chumra. If it was a chumra, it would be coming to tell you that Isser's chal al Isser here, since you're chayev on the bishul, you're also chayev on the achila. So what right do we have to say otherwise? So Ritva says, the reason that we would say otherwise here, and that's the other approach, the Yibaitema, is because since we have a normative halach of Ein Isser chal al Isser, so we always try first to apply the norms. The norms should be that you'd be potter on Chelev, Bachila, except on Chelev, but you wouldn't be Chayev on Batsar B'cholav. Therefore, it would be more reasonable in this case to say that it's a given that we'll have to be Mekel because of Ein Isser Chal Al Iser, and that we should extend that Kula to Bishol. The implications of that, of those two Ibayit Emas, are very, very profound in terms of how to understand the overall nature of Hekesh in light of Kol HaTayr Kula, but this is not the place for us to discuss it. In any event, we did come out yesterday that the assumption is Ein Isser Chal Al Iser, fixed that there may be a particular application over here by Chelev. Today the Gemara wants to ask about this. Meitev. Hamavashel b'mei chalav. If somebody cooks meat in whey. Now, the truth is that mei chalav is really a machlokas rishonim. What is considered to be mei chalav? Most rishonim learn that mei chalav means simply chalav that you've utilized already for making cheese and you've gotten rid of the fat content, and what's left over is watery. The Rush says that is pure milk. That's just skim milk. That's not mei chalav. Mei chalav requires a process whereby you would actually boil up the milk with some coagulator, and that would take out everything from the chalav except for the actual plasma, that's the watery substance, and that is what mei chalav is, and that's how we're doing. So if you cook b'mei chalav, it's potter, but you're not supposed to utilize whey together with meat, midrabbanan, but you're potter if you cook. Eating her curds. Oh my goodness, but the curds already were a problem.
But I mean, yeah.
The tuffet, I don't think it's leishig. So dam, shabishlu b'chalav, you'd also be potter. Remarkably, even bones, Gidim, sinews, karnayim, plafayim, the horns, the pads of the feet, should be shlang b'chalav. In all such cases, you would be potter. It's really questionable how far this extends. Are we talking about edible bones? What is the makor of this? Some learn that the makor, interestingly enough, is the way in which the whole sugya was introduced with nevela in Devar, which ends with los v'asher gidim b'chalavimo, but the whole parsha of l'gera shir b'sharecha titnena v'ochala, what that had to do with it. So we said, we already suggested earlier that there's a hekesh, since the Torah specifically excludes these items from the din of nevela, so memela, it could be that it's excluded from basar b'chol because of the similarity. Others learn that it's more of a svara, that this is not a derech. We talked about before, bishul means derech bishul. This is not the bishul to get full effect of basar b'chol. Don't know. That's a little difficult to see why that would be true. Because there have been machlokas in among the achronim about how far to take this in terms of which kind of bones, bones that could be eaten that generally are eaten together with. Obviously, this is only in terms of malchus. We don't allow the actual cooking. Hapigol. Now, here's the part that's important. Hapigol va notarva tame, which already is aser, and therefore, in terms of iser chalal iser, should be the equivalent of chela. And we said yesterday that if we would say ein iser chalal iser, here it says if you are mavashol, you're chayev. And that's mashma that you're chayev on the achila as well. So why would that be? The marshal learns that it's actually two separate questions. The question on both lashon is mavashel is chayev, which implies that that would be a problem for the one who learns that bishul would be the same as achila. There's also a separate question, which is that it's mashma that it includes achila. The pashtus of the sugya is that it was understood that the whole discussion over here was in terms of achila, not in terms of bishul. In any event, how is that? What do you mean, how is that? What's the problem? We know that there's machlokas anoyim all over Shas about whether iser chalal iser. So obviously, it's simple to get out of this problem if you hold that basar b'chalav would not be chalal chela by saying that this Tana is one of those who holds that iser is chalal iser. We were talking about iser is not chalal iser. You certainly can't ask on an Amora about iser chalal iser. Anyway, but you did mention a mevasha b'mei chalav patur, that if you cook in whey, your potter. Now that proves Reish Lakish's contention. The Tanan, because there's an interesting mission in Machshirin that discusses whey, and it says over there that Mei Chalav has the same din as Chalav. Here it says it does not have the same din as Chalav. Vahamochel, mochal is a liquid that runs out of olives before they're crushed. So it's not really oil, but it's a little oily. It's more watery. It doesn't have the vicosity of oil. And yet the Mishnah there in Machshirin says Areo Kishem, and it does have a din of Shemen. Reish Lakish said on that Mishnah that the Mishnah is limited to the din of Machshirin, where it appears. So as far as what is considered to be a milk for being Machshir Zroim, so there Mei Chalav Areo Kichalav, it's true. Loshanu Lalachshir Tazraim. But when it comes to Bishul, Basar B'Chalav, Mei Chalav is not like real Chalav. Because remember that by Basar B'Chalav we have a unique limud, which is B'Chalav Imo. Mothers do not generally generate whey, they generate whole milk. And therefore, when it comes, time is very sluggish, when it comes to the definition of Basar B'Chalav, you can't utilize Machshirin as an indication that it's going to be considered to be a Chalav for Tam Chalav into Basar. That makes a lot of sense. Here, we see that that's absolutely the case. Because here it says, Mevashel b'mei chalav is potter. If the Mishnah Machshirin was meant to be a definition of mei chalav as chalav, then Mevashel b'mei chalav would be chayev. So everything fits in very well, Aliba Reish Lakish's approach. Then when it comes to basar b'chalav, mei chalav, eino ki chalav. Tanu Rabbanan. It's not called chalav. Whey would not be osur midirasa.
Right.
Tanu Rabbanan. Bachalev imo. Now remember that every single word of that pasuk is repeated three times. And we darshan alibe d'shmul gedi, the three times of gedi. And now we want to darshan the chalev imo that appears three times. Why do we need to be told? So in lo, en li'ela bachalev imo. That appears to mean only in the milk of its mother. Now, we're assuming now, the milk of its mother does not mean its biological mother. It means the milk of its species. Because we've already learned that an aes relates to, this is how Tosfos understands it, relates to any kid, so to speak, of a species. So a young cow is also called a gedi, as long as it's a gedi yizim. And a young goat is certainly called a gedi, but so is a young sheep called a gedi. So, if that's the case, what we're asking over here is maybe the stress on chalev imo means that that's very true, but it means whatever species it is, whatever its mother was. Its mother is a cow, so then you can't cook it in cow's milk. If its mother is a sheep, then you can't count it, you can't cook it in sheep's milk, and so on. So it's each type of meat wouldn't be cookable in its own species' milk. Maybe that's what the Torah means when it specifies chalev imo. But how do you know that you cannot cook a lamb chop in cow's milk? Maybe there the Torah didn't answer it. This is Tosfos's approach. Now, Rashi doesn't like this for some reason. Doesn't explain why he doesn't like it. Rashi takes for granted that if the Gidi did not mean a particular species, then neither did the Chalev Imo of the Gidi mean a particular species. So in other words, if Gidi means a Gidi of a species A, B, and C, then Chalev Imo would mean the aim of species A, B, and C. In which case, he understands that what we're learning over here, according to this Mandiomar, is not the same as what we said before, which was the way that Shmuel was, but maybe not everybody holds to that. So that Enochinami, this would be going according to Mandiomar, who would require the Limud to tell us different species for different things. Because if we held Gedi is Mashma everything, so then why wouldn't that include Chalev, Parav, or Rachel, Tainus de Rashi? So therefore he understands that we'll see that there are uses of Gedi. There's a whole machlokas throughout the Sugya. How it is that we're supposed to utilize the Gedi, according to Rabbi Akiva, it's Mamayit Chayav Oth. It's not coming to be Mar. But remember, we already saw a little bit of that machlokas in the Mishnah. So that would be if you learn that Gedi means even Egel V'tleh. So then you have another two psukim. Those two psukim would be coming to be Mamayit. So clearly, says Rashi, there's got to be a machlokas about whether we require extra Gedis to be Marba, extra species, and it's not inherent in the word Gedi. So there were a number of different approaches we've seen so far. According to Shmuel, we assumed it meant everything, and then we could use the other Gedis for what turned out to be, what we thought were six different things, really turned out to be only very specific uses of Gedi. And we'll see later on that those other usages that he needs, let's say to be Marbe the fetus, we'll see that a little bit maybe, but it was a Dover Pusha. Why would you need a special Rebu for a fetus? And so on. So that this all is up in the air. There's many, many different approaches. We won't attempt to put them all together until we get to the end of the Sugya. But Tosfos learns that this has absolutely nothing to do with the Sugya before. You still need to know that Chalev Imo is not meant to be specific of species milk to species meat. Even if it means any species, it still may mean the relationship of the milk and meat of that particular species, whatever it is. Okay, so we have two different approaches. All right, but in any event, the question is, how do I know that you can be over a basar b'chalav if you mix and mash the meat and the milk from these three different species? That's our question. Says the Gemara, well, it's a kal v'chomer. If you're ready to go for imo, meaning a member of the same species, then you have a kal v'chomer. Because the same species involves less isurim than a different species. Surely we're talking about over here a problem of mixing and matching. Bechalal, that's the problem. Basar b'chalav is two completely different levels, even when it's in the same species. It's very important to understand this in order to grasp what the Gemara takes for granted in the entire Datakam. The Gemara looks at basar b'chalav, as the Zohar does, as a relationship that is similar to the idea of kilayim, where you're mixing species. Over here, you're mixing different elements of a species. So in other words, you have the reproduction of the independent entity that we call the gdi, and you have the aspects of reproduction that are still part of the mother, and that provide for the gidi. These two things are not meant to be mixed together. But it's mixing that's the issue. And that's why we compared it to kalayim earlier. And we're going to get to even more astonishing comparisons to mixtures as we go. So therefore, if you take a look at that, then you have a kal v'chomer, because there's never a problem of mating two of the same species together. So in other words, there's no difference between parental level, child level, when it comes to mating. So there's no isur barba. So if even in a case of the same species, where its mother, meaning the proof, obviously doesn't only mean its own mother, it means anything of its species, could never conceivably be usur in mating, so you're allowed to mate the same species together, nonetheless, nesra imo bebishulo, but you cannot utilize its mother's milk, kol shekein, a different species milk, which is prohibited to mate with, for sure you're not allowed to mix the meat and milk up, you see.
Birds and bees.
Sorry? Birds and bees kind of stuff.
And so goats and sheep.
We don't mix goats and sheep.
No, we don't.
And we don't mix cows and sheep either.
Right.
And therefore, it's a kal v'chomer that we don't mix cow's milk with goat children.
Right.
Right.
It's more of an isser.
Right.
So therefore, it's a kal vachomer. If I know that the same species, I don't mix. Two where I can mate. Yes, I still can't mix milk and meat. So koshik in different species, which I can't even mate. For sure I can't mix. Right? So this is seen as part of the broader respect for the integrity of reproduction. There's that one entire issue, which involves mixing species by planting them, which involves mixing species by mating them, mixing species by wearing them, mixing even elements of the species by cooking them, which is a violation of the whole, that's outrageous, of the whole integrity of the reproductive process. You use the milk, which was meant to provide for the meat, and now you're going to cook the meat and the milk, and so the whole thing is just absurd. So that idea is one idea to the Gemara, in which case it's a kal vachomer. It's still a chok. Chok doesn't mean it doesn't make sense. Chok just means it's not part of your evolutionary history. Ultimately, it has to make sense. Not sense, but rational. Sense means you taste it. You don't really taste it. Anyway, so parav rachel shnesrimo barba'af. You're not allowed to mate them together. Kol shekein einodin shnesrimo bebishalof. For sure, you're not allowed to cook them together. Therefore, the Torah says, Bachalevimo. What? What do you mean, therefore? You just said, what? Vamalikra, Atila, you just brought me a beautiful kal vachomer. And then you say, therefore, we need an additional Bachalevimo to add other species milk. You're confusing me. Amar Avashi, well, yes, we are confusing you. But we want you to figure out, Mishum de Ikala Nifra, Ikala Meimar, Miikara de Dina Pircha. Remember that every kal vachomer has two weak points. It has a weak point in its initial assertion of which one is chamur, and it has a weak point in its final determination of what the impact of a chumra should be. So in its final assertion, the way to attack a kal vachomer is by bringing a similar case where the conclusion is seen as unwarranted, in which case it's unwarranted here. That's not called mi'ikara din ha'pircha, that's miso din ha'pircha. That I could show you another case where it's simply not true, even though it fits all of the things that you just said, and your conclusion turns out to be wrong. So for whatever reason, I can't rely on this kal vachomer. Mikara dina pircha means the assumption of chumra and kula is wrong. So when we say over here, mikara dina pircha, what we mean is the initial assumption is wrong. In other words, let's say, as Rashi brings an example, let's say we would have said, well, you're not allowed to mate a non-kosher animal with a kosher animal, and yet nonetheless Terah says there's no issur cooking it into milk, so that shows the conclusion is unwarranted, and that mating has nothing to do with Basar B'chola. That would be proving from the final results of the kal vachomer that it just is not so. They're unrelated issues. That I can always do. I can always prove that what we thought to be a causal element, just like in any statistical thing, we thought it to be causal, it ended up being coincidental. The same thing is true over here. We thought it's kofar. Turns out that mating is not an issue that has to do with Basar B'chola. That I could have asked. But I wouldn't have called that mi'kara. Mi'kara means the original assertion about the mother being less chamur is wrong. The mother is more chamur from a different reason. Mikara dina pircha. Because me'echaka maititala. What was the basis of the rationale that the other species was more chamur from harba'ah, from the mother? You can't mate another species. Problem is, you got a bigger problem with a mother. Because in the same species, it is possible not even to allow shchita on one day from its mother. Now, obviously, that's not true of every member of its species, and we're not coming to discuss its specific mother. But nonetheless, it means that within the species, there may be more problems than outside of the species. So maybe the same way the Torah is makbit on not checking the otovet benobi yom echad, maybe that's a reason not to. That's also a violation of the whole idea of reproduction. You're going to kill both generations on the same day? So, okay, so don't cook in the milk. It also makes sense. But maybe another species where that would never be relevant. Obviously, there's no interrelationship between my shechting a lamb and an ox on one day. So, if that's the case, maybe there would be no issur either. So, mala imo sheke nesra imo b'shchita. Tomar b'para, if you're going to talk about another species, to the Gedi, lo nesra imo b'shchita. There'd be no problem, because there never was an issur b'shchita. That's why we needed to bring the pasuk, tamud omar b'chalevimo. That tells me now why I need an additional chalevimo. Tanya idach b'chalevimo. Now there's another braita that says like this. Now Rashi's pshat that he was makabel, which is different than the pshat that he really believes in. But the pshat that he was makabel is that the Tanya idach is an alternative to the first approach. And the Tanya idach is saying is false. It says b'chalevimo. But how about b'chalev achuto gedola? How about its older sister? Its older sister, according to the Pshat Rashi, was Makabo, is its sister species of domesticate. And that is a reference to the parah. So the parah is its older species, meaning the big animal, to a goat, to a little goat kid. And its younger sister is a sheep, because the goat's right in the middle. Right? Yeah, it's a bigger animal. Yeah, and they're more difficult to handle. So, okay, so if that's the case, and we're going to see why Rashi ends up not liking this shot. We're going to see it very clearly for ourselves, and why he settles on a different shot. And the different shot is that this Tanya Idach is a continuation of the previous Tanya, not an alternative. But Tanya, let's take Rashi's first shot. Tanya Idach, there's another approach, which is, okay, if it just said Bechalev Imo, I would think it's only also in its same species. How about cooking a gedi in cow's milk? Well, it's a kal v'chomer. If its mother is nichnasa imola dearly hitaser, it could be counted with it as a single group to actually take off meiser, because a gedi can conceivably be born and give birth within the same year. And therefore, the two animals would be included in the same shnat maaser for maaser behema, and they would be counted as two out of the 10 animals for taking off maaser behema. Huh? Yeah, yes. So, nonetheless, it's considered to be very different, and it's also in Bishol. Achoto shelo nichnasa imo ladir lehitaser. Now, note that, again, what we're talking about over here is the importance of the violation of mixing. Mixing either of species or mixing of generations within the species. So that the aim and the child, if they're nichnas imo lehitaser, then they're more similar. You're not mixing as much. Nonetheless, you're not allowed to drink, mix the meal, the milk and the meat of those two animals that are in the same gan, right? So, Achoto, certainly a paro, which would never register as one of your 10 animals, it has to be the same species. So, Achoto Agdola, Sholo Nichlasa Imoladir Liitaser, is very, very different, and Enodin Shinezra Imo Bibishul should obviously not be allowed to drink its milk. Therefore, the Pasuk says, Bechalev Imo. What do you mean, therefore? Alam Alikra, you're doing it again. You just said you don't need a Pasuk because it's the Kaf HaChomer, and then you say, therefore, the Pasuk says. So, what did I miss? Atyala, you just proved it. The same problem. You got the same problem. Because what was the source of your assumption that you're more likely to be allowed to mix the mother and daughter, in this case, the gedi with the yam? The assumption was mi'imo, right? Because of dearly taser. But remember that we've got another problem. Mala imo shike nesra imo b'shchita. Since there is a stronger iser that appears in shchita of oto v'benom, maybe that's the reason you can't drink the bilk of oto v'benom, so to speak, within the same species. But for another species where you never get into that problem, maybe you don't get into the problem. Therefore, I need the pasuk to tell me b'chalev imo. Okay, this is all very nice to teach me achoto agdola. How do I know that I'm not allowed to cook a goat in sheep milk? How about that? So, achoto ktana minai. Well, achoto ktana would be derived from a limud of a mahatzad between the above two. We've proven that its own species is osir, and we've proven that its older sister is osir, meaning that you're not allowed to cook in cow's milk. Once you're given those two facts, you now can easily show that the same thing would be true of lamb milk. How is that? How is that? Because let's whenever we do a mahatzad, which is called binaya, from between the two, we always start with the question of, okay, where do you want to start? Where do you want to start? Okay, let's start from mother, okay? If mother milk is usher, then the ewe's milk should be usher. No, because we just showed mothers are more chomer, because mothers are not allowed to be shechted together with the child. Okay, fine. But achoto agdola, which is the cow milk, proves that that's not relevant, because a cow is certainly allowed to be shechted with the gedi, with the goat, and nonetheless it's also, so we can ignore that element. Ah, but the cow is not able to come into the same dir lehitaser, because when the Torah gives you the din of maaser behima, it says bakar vitzon. Bakar is not tzon, but tzon consists of two types of tzon. What is that? Sheep and goats. They're both called tzon. Aha. So maybe a cow, you're not allowed to drink its milk cooked together with the goat, because they are very different. They cannot be added together to take maaser behema. But now you're going to try to say little sister, which is ewe milk, together with goat meat. Maybe there's no problem, right? Well, no, you see, that's not an issue, because then I will say imo tochia. I can prove that's not an issue, because you're not even allowed to drink its own mother's milk, and its own mother for sure goes into the same, they go to the same gun. So that's not a problem, the fact that it's not in the same deer. In other words, with every matzah, I can prove that the element that you're suggesting is crucial to determining the final iser can be shown to be irrelevant to the final iser. So each one proves that the other element is irrelevant. That's what I do with the matzah. So now I can safely ignore the question of Maiser Behema, and I can safely ignore the iser votovet beno. And I have to examine the issue of meat and milk independently. So why wouldn't I be able to say that a goat cannot be cooked in ewe's milk? So I know that without any further fuss. The older sister is a different species.
Again,
we're talking now, according to Rashi's exception.
But in terms of an old sister as opposed to a mother,
it's not a mother because it's a different species. Nothing to do with its milk.
Okay, well, what if it's okay? So it's not so.
It's an older sister species. In other words, we're looking at the entire species as the life on Earth as a family, right? And then we split it up into domesticated, and we have the species, we have a little species, we have an older in the sense of big species, right? That's the idea. It's a very beautiful, you know, metaphor, but yeah, it's lovely. Okay, so v'chazar hadin. So now what we do is a classic, go back and forth. Okay, you can keep doing this forever. Obviously, you can say, well, but you can't prove from Emo, because Emo, after all, is also about Tovet Beno. But that's the whole point. Lori Zekri Zev. Look, they share completely different issues, okay? But there's one common denominator. The common denominator is that meat cannot be had with milk. That's the common denominator. We have no reason to suggest that these other factors are relevant. So if the tzad ha-shaveshabed is that it's boser, and you're not allowed to be mevashel b'chalav, then why not add achoto ha-kana, which is boser, which is also levashel b'chalav? I don't understand, says the Gemara, but if you could do that, you could have done that for the parah as well. Why did you need the pasuk for the parah? Achoto gedola, you could learn from a combination of achoto ktana and the aim, and you wouldn't even have to go back and forth. All you would have to do is ma imo shenichneset imo ledir leitaser zoser achoto gedola lo kol sheken. Right? Then what are you going to say? Well, imo after all is nesraimo b'shkita. Achoto ktana is not nesraimo b'shkita. Period. Now what are you going to ask? You can't say malo choto ktana because there is no malo choto ktana. So it would be even better to do it that way, says the Gemara. You're right. In Achinami, we could have, says Rashi, that's insane. Of course we couldn't have. We never proved that choto ktana. What are you talking about? This is ridiculous. You're now going to say, yes, we could have. Okay, so then why do we need bachalei vimo? What do you mean, why do we need bachalei vimo? If you never used one bachalei vimo to prove either achoto gdola or achoto ktana, you don't have an extra bachalei vimo. How did that happen? Where did we pluck the achoto ktana out of a hat? Something's terribly wrong here, says Rashi. This pshat doesn't make any sense at all. Therefore, says Rashi, the pshat that I saw, which I learned from a tshuva that I saw, b'chtav yado of Rabbi Yosef Tovi Leim, he says, shera'iti tshuva, if you take a look on Omid Beis, you can take a look in the Lashon of Rashi, you can read it over when you review on the third line of Rashi, shera'iti tshuvat ktav yado, the achoto gedola, it's an Amud Beit, achoto gedola v'achoto ktana is referring to the same species. It means literally older sister and younger sister. And we're going to see later on why this makes so much sense according to the approach our Gemara is taking. Because the Gemara is going to end up needing a proof that there's an iser to cook an animal in its own milk. So in other words, what we're doing over here is we're examining something that we thought we had taken for granted until now for some reason, which is that Imo couldn't possibly mean literally its mother. It's a given that Imo would only be a species name, as we wouldn't be mocked enough on the specific relationship of mother and child. This approach questions that. How do you know that? How do you know Bechalev Imo doesn't mean literally its mother? Exactly. Why wouldn't it mean the same thing? So therefore, I learned from Rabbi Yosef Tovi Leim's own handwriting, I know that he himself said that this was a pshat, the achoto gedola v'achoto ktana is a reference to the same species. All types of gedi. Shemin gedi kaboto. And what is the definition of older and younger? The def... Oh, I hate... The difference between Gedola and Ketana is that a Gedola is pre-Meisert. That's what it means. That the whole discussion revolves around whether it's going to go into the same dearly Itaser or not. That's what defines Gedola or Ketana. So a Gedola is a Kena, meaning that it's from the previous years, Meisert Behema, and can no longer be Meisert together with this, and therefore is defined as a different generation. Of course. Bakar Vitzon. The Ketana, and a Ketana means its little sister, meaning it's a Gediya Shalonitasra. Okay? And therefore, this Tana is not another Tana. This Tana is a continuation of the first Braita. The first Braita proved from one of the additional Chalevimo that we were even talking about cross species, right? So it's a continuation. We said before, Pora, Rochel, all of that is from one extra thing. Now, we want to know, but how about if it's not within the same generation at all? So, Achoto Gidola Shekvar Nitasra. How do you know that that is Osir? And Val Korchach Nakat Gidola. Obviously, we have to, we don't have a choice in this. We need to start with the Gidola because we're going to need the ribui of the fact that it's not Nichnasimo Ledirli Taser. That's the whole point. We couldn't start with the Ketana. We have to start with the Gidola. In the previous thing, there was no reason to do it this way. So we start now with the Gidola. And we're going to end up using the Pasuk from the Ribuye. You cannot use uktana lo misrabi lemine. You cannot use the pasuk to be marva the ktana. Mishum de mistavre ki rabbi krali sura gedela rabbi de nesrai mo b'maser. If you only have one pasuk, then obviously you're going to apply that pasuk to the case that's more reasonable to be aser, which is the one that was not in the same generation, because it was already unmixable in terms of maser. Masha enkate something which is mixable for maser, which is the ketana, you'd have no basis to say that the pasuk was coming to address. So in this version, it makes a great deal of sense. Okay, so we start off with that. So we're being marba leisurei. Therefore, we're saying like this. Maybe it was only marba para varachel. Why Parah V'Rachel would be more usher than its own species? Well, yes, Parah V'Rachel are more usher because you cannot mate with them. But with the mother of the own species, you can mate. So therefore, I need to figure out, how do I know that it doesn't mean your biological mother? How do I know that it means any member of that species? So we start off with Achoto Gedola, where there's the problem of Lehitaser. Right? So we have many different levels of mixture. So we have mixtures of mating, we have mixtures of cooking and eating, we have mixtures of whether you can go into the same gun, what we're calling nichnas ledir liitaser. Those are all elements of mixing, and we see them all as interrelated. So having established that you can't mix other species' milk with meat doesn't necessarily tell us that you can't mix its own species. Maybe its mother, but we got another problem of mixing. A fourth problem, which is not being shochet the two on the same day. So you can't mix mother and child. But that's literally mother and child. So maybe meat and milk is also literally mother and child. You see how this approach takes into consideration all four levels of mixing that we've been talking about. First, prove alternative species milk. Now goes back to examine, but what about non-biological mother milk of the same species? First, looks to Achoto HaGdola, which is not nichnasim ledir letaser, and then says, given that, between the two, you can now prove that neither the issue of Oto Vedano nor the issue of Nichlasimo Lidir Litaser is the problem by looking at the combination of Imo and Achoto Agdola to prove Achoto Aktana. Good? So this works very, very nicely. Continues Rashi. Let's just finish the Gemara according to his Nupsha. Iorchi, if you're telling me I can derive Ketana from the combination of Imo and the Gdola, I could have used the Achoto Gdola also learning out from both Imo and Para. That's the point. Why did I need a pasuk to tell me Achoto Agdola of the same species? Have you proven that its biological mother is Osir? Yeah. You're saying, but maybe only the biological mother is Osir because of Otoved Beno. Okay, is there an issue of Otoved Beno on cow milk? Obviously not. There's never going to be. A cow can never have an issue of shechting on the same day as a lamb or a goat. Okay, so that proves there's nothing to do with that. Now let's take a look at the other species. Oh, you can't mate with the other species. Okay, but you can mate with the mother, with the biological mother. Okay, so that's not mating. We've now proven that it's not mating, and it's not Otoved Beno that is the issue in Bosa Becholav. So now I don't need the Pusik to tell me Achoto Agdola either, my friends. Now that is a brilliant question. Now you're left with the question, oh, so what is that pasuk for, you see? But in the previous way we were learning, it says Rashi, you never had a way out of needing a pasuk. Of course you're going to need the pasuk, right? Beautiful. So now getting back to the Gemara, let's go back and continue on from this point. In which case, says the Gemara, Enochinami, you're right, we could have done that. Okay, so now you're telling me that you have not accounted for the use of the Bechalei Vimo. So I'm asking you, so what's it for, Bechalei Vimo? So Lomali. Ah, that is to teach me, Likidatanya, that you're right, I forgot about that, there's a bright. The Brita says, Bechalei Vimo might mean only in Chalei Vimo. How about in its own milk? In its own milk, you're not mixing at all. So you milk an animal, you've got bottles and bottles of milk from this animal, and came its time for shechita. Can you cook that meat in that milk where there's no mixing at all? Same generation, same species, same individual. Maybe over there, indeed, it's mutter. That's what we need with a leifing mover. Well, wait a minute. Isn't that also a kal vachomer? Now here's where it really gets interesting. Says the Gemara, Amrit. But, by the way, Rashi points out, if we're questioning in its own milk, that is so indicative of Rabbi Yosef Tovi Lehm's pshat, that we were talking about first its own species in Achoto Gdola, and then it itself, it's not, the other way, it's like weird, all of a sudden we're coming to the opposite direction, where before we were talking about species, Achoto Gdola meaning the para. It's clear from the whole derech of the Gemara that we're now focusing inwards, having established that other species, which are more likely to be prohibited mixing with, is usser. We now zero on in the same species, and zero in on the same individual. It's so pretty. It's really so pretty. What are you thinking of? It's not skiing. Couldn't be Brooklyn. It wouldn't be a sexy hanger. It's got to be this Gemara. Mm. Because then the emo just means the other things that emo means. Whole milk as opposed to whey and so on and so forth. Mother's milk, not its mother's milk. And the emo would come to define out things that are not included. Like a zachar that can never be an aim, and so on, as we said before. Wait, let's wait until we see all of the drushes. I want to keep focus as much as possible. Good morning. Good morning. My name is Simcha. So, here is the beautiful drush. Let's see if we need a pasuk. Could we not derive this from a kal vachomer? There are places where child and child will never be prohibited. Namely, you can never aser shechting two children on one day. Let's talk about source and child, okay? So there is a problem that occurs in otovet beno between mother and child, but there's never an otovet beno in child, right? And nonetheless, it's aser, the lones are pre b'shchita, it's still aser pre-ima aim, right? It's aser pre-ima aim b'shchita. So therefore, it should also be true that if even pre-impre, child and child, what's child and child? Well, milk and gedi. Mother says, my milk and my child. My milk is my product. It's a peirot, production. And pre doesn't have to mean. In other words, what we're trying to do now is we're trying to take away the organic specificity and just call the issue's product. We haven't thought about that until now. We've been thinking about mixing animals, mating animals, etc. Forget about animals, okay? Let's talk about product now. A pre means a product of, right? Pre tzaddik is the lashon. Yeah. So we're talking about a product. Now, we have milk as a product, we have child as a product, and then we have the source of the product. The product can be an animal, the producer can be an animal, the producer could be the earth, when you're talking about, let's say, zroim, right? The producer would be there. So we're now abstracting the idea totally. Producer and product. Good. It's such a marvelous Gemara. It just brings tears to your eyes. So, seriously, it's unbelievably beautiful. So now, let's take product and produce, okay? There is never a problem of mixing products, but there is a problem in terms of shechita. But there is a problem of mixing producer and product when it comes to shechita. In one particular case, otovet beno lo tishchatu biyom echad. Fine, but that shows that there's a closer relationship of mixing issues between producer and product than between two products of the same producer, right? Abstractly. So a mokum shenesar pre babishu. If you're now ready to accept that you cannot mix two products, milk and meat, you can't cook them together. You certainly cannot mix the product with the producer. to Kal Vachomer, which means that it's the producer of this own product cannot be mixed, because you're not even allowed to shech sometimes a producer with a product. Koshigen, you're not allowed to cook a producer with a product. I tell you, it's just, to see the level of abstraction that they were capable of, it's just, it's mind-boggling. Yeah, it's amazing. It's beautiful. Beautiful, beautiful. Okay. Therefore, says the Pasuk B'chalevi Mil. What do you mean, therefore? You just did this beautiful thing, and now you're killing it again. This is the third time you're doing this. What do you mean, Talmud Lomar B'chalevi Mil? Olam Alikra, Atir, you just proved it. Why do we need the Pasuk? Omer Avachtu Voy Bar Ami, because even though we don't have a Mi'ikara Dina Pircha, we have a Sof Dina Pircha. Once again, we're completely abstracting the issue now, okay? You are claiming that producer and product is more of a problem than product and product, and therefore for sure should be aser. I am going to show you that that is unwarranted, okay? Here is the case. Product and producer. A horse has a little horsey. Okay, so the producer is Mrs. Horse. Mrs. Horse, however, had a very racy affair with a donkey, producing a mule. Oh, now we run into problems. So we have a sus, who's the son of a susia, but who's the brother of a pirda. Okay, now, he, in this case, product and product are problematic, but product and producer are not problematic. Because the sus can be mated with the susya, but the sus can't be mated with the mule, which is partially chamor, which shows that product and product is sometimes more of a problem than product and producer. And therefore, how could you abstract the issue where you can tell that in that abstraction you're pulling the wool over our eyes, or is it the hair? Oh, that's the Gemara's answer. That's the Gemara's obvious answer. Okay, so the Sus Ben Susya, who's the brother of a Prirda Yochiyah, were over there. It's so funny. We're over there. The Pri-Ima Pri is Aser, but the Pri-Ima Aim is Mutter. Oh, for heaven's sakes. That's ridiculous. I mean, over there, there's no problem with the producer. You're ignoring the father, for heaven's sakes. The mother is not the problem, as the mother is the producer. The only problem is her raunchy affair over here with Mr. Donkey. That got things all complicated. But that is the father's sperm that's involved here, not a mother. So it's the zera of the av that's been goring the isser. I can prove that to you, by the way. Because it's just as easy to invert the equation. All you need to do is put the sperm in a different place, because you can take a pered that is the son of a susya that has this susya carried on only with donkeys. She's got a real problem. But all of her kids are pirdas. So she's got a boy pirda and a girl pirda. Ah, now there. Product with product is fine, but product with producer is not fine. Now, come on. How does the same thing change? Obviously, it has nothing to do with the product and producer. It's the big X factor over here. Or was it Y factor? That is really the issue, right? Okay. So that shows that this has nothing to do with it. We're over there. Mutter prima pri, the usher prima in. So product with product, bad news. In this case. Doesn't mean they can't have fun. Omar, okay. Ella Omar Marbury. They try very well. Yes. Ella Omar Marbureta Ravina. Okay, but there's another indication of product and producer that can also, without getting involved with the X factor, that can also prove to you that your abstraction is unjustified. Okay, and what is that? You have mother, producer, who produces a son. She is a shifcha. Her son is an evet. She also produced a daughter. The daughter, however, has been freed. So the daughter is mishuchreret. Now, in this case, son and daughter cannot be mated because an evet is aser and a mishuchreret. But son and mother can be mated because an evet is mutter with a shifcha. Therefore, you have an aser pre-impri, but you have a mutter pre-imaim. How do you like that? So clearly it breaks down. Producer and product interrelationships are more complex than you thought. Oh, please, that's just as ridiculous. Over there, it's the shichrur that was involved. The X factor there is a little piece of paper that says you are free. That's the get shichrur. That's what created the problem. Problem had nothing to do with product or producer. And I'll prove that to you easily by changing the positioning of the X factor, in this case, the get shichrur. Da eved ben meshuchreret. Let's say we freed the mother after she had this eved. And the daughter was not freed. A shifcha, she's the brother of a shifcha. So there again, pre can be mated with pre, but cannot be mated with producer. There you go. So obviously, the two products can be mated. Yeah, that's irrelevant. Well, then that is machlokas Rashi tells us whether we're referring to the same individuals or whether we're referring to the same type of individuals. That's irrelevant. Okay, you're right. I'm going to get right to the issue over here. You guys have done great on abstraction, okay? I'm going to bring it one level up. Product and producer. Earth produces. Products are things that the earth produces, okay? Earth produces wheat. Earth produces beans. Uh-huh.
Beans.
Can I mix them? Kaloiz roim yochiach. I cannot mix the two products of the producer, the earth. So it's usur pri and bri. I'm certainly allowed to plant a chita into the ground, and I'm certainly allowed to plant hummus into the ground. So there you go. So obviously the relationship of the products may be more problematic than the relationship with the product with the mother. In which case, maybe over here, it's more of a problem, and the product with the mother, meaning the milk with the meat of the same animal, is not a problem. It's also no good. Nah, come on. Klum ne'esar prima prim ela yadeya aim. There's no iser in mixing the two products. Here, put the two products in a test tube. Is there an usher? No. They're only usher when you put them in the ground. If you put them in the ground, you're involving the producer again. So the only way it becomes usher is through the producer. Sorry, not fair. Klum ne'asar pri, ima pri, ela al yadei ha'em. It's only the producer that created the problem. Because if you put chite visa'ari bekada, if you put them into a test tube, they don't become usher. There you go.
Mother Earth?
Mother Earth, yeah. Yes, yeah, definitely. Okay, it would be okay. Ela Omar Rav Ashi Mishum. Okay. I'm gonna go straight to the real problem. The real problem is that your abstraction is not a valid abstraction. Because what the abstraction has done by talking about product and producer is ignoring the fact that the product and the producer can end up being the same entity, which is not true in any of the other applications. You cannot tell me that that's an insignificant point. If it's the milk and meat of the same animal, what right do you have to just turn it into product and producer and ignore the fact that an entity maybe has some additional complications in terms of calling it mixed at all? It's the same entity. That's the problem. You've gotten so confused with your abstractions that you're ignoring the main issue. The main issue is, how does mixing apply to one entity? That was the issue. Prove to me that it's called separable into product and producer. That's what I was asking you. You got me so impressed with your equations that I forgot my question. So the point is, Elam Ravashi, Mishum de'ikala meimar, mala priim prim, mipneshem shnei gufim, toma b'prima aim in this case, which is guf echad. That's the issue. Mishum achi yitzrich gra. That is a fundamental issue, and that's why we need the pasuk of b'chalev imo. And now everything is happy. There's only one little problem. We forgot to figure out that you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalev. It doesn't say anywhere you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalev. It says you're not allowed to cook basar b'chalev. How do you know you're not allowed to eat basar b'chalev? You know, it's a good thing we thought of that now. Omer v'ashi, minayin lebasar b'chalev sh'asur ba'achila. You know what? Maybe we've gone for so long. The problem is we're going to have a 1.5 daf issue. No, we better finish this. We better finish it now. How do we know that basar b'chalev is asur to eat? Shenemar lo tochal kol to'eva. Since the Torah says, you mustn't eat anything that is disgusting. What does that mean, disgusting? What defines disgusting? Kol she'tiavti lacha. It only means that which I have set off limits is the meaning of, remember, to'e'ataba. You are off limits is the real meaning of to'eva. So if you are off limits, find something I put off limits. Okay, I put off limits cooking basar b'chalev. So if that's done, then you can't eat it. Lo tochal kol to'eva. something that was off limits can't be eaten either.
It's an objective.
Whatever. Kol she'tiavti lecha, harei mebal tocha. Now that would only prove that you're not allowed to eat it. How do you know you're not allowed to be nene from it? I thought we're all agreed that basar b'chalav is asur ba'ana'a. In li ela ba'achila ba'ana'a minayin. Ah, that I'm basing on Rabbi Abahu. The Yomer Rabbi Abahu, Amar Rabbi Elazar. The words lo tochal, lo yochal, lo tochlu always include both isur achila, echad isur achila, echad isur hana'a b'mashma, unless you're told specifically otherwise. And there is one location where the Torah tells us specifically otherwise to make this clear. The words itself always mean consuming in any way. So therefore it includes any type of hana'ah, including sales. Kederach shepiret lecha b'nevela, just like it said. Wow, that's exactly where it says. Lo tavash shogati b'chalei v'imo. Is this pasuk? Lo tochlu kol nevela, v'gera asher b'sha'arecha, titnena v'achala. Oh my gosh. O mechor l'nochri. So, if you got to tell me, you could give it away as a gift, or you could sell it. So, I mean, why do you have to? I mean, I'll figure out what to do with it. Thank you very much. No, that's the point, is that I'm telling you that you're allowed to figure out what to do with it. Whereas if I hadn't told you you're allowed to figure out what to do with it, then you couldn't do anything with it, because you'd be nedir from giving a gift to him. So therefore, you can only assume that it's mutter when I tell you it's mutter. Since over here it says lo tuchal kol nevela, and it doesn't say what to do with it, must be that it's telling you lo tavashor gediba chalevimo under any circumstances would mean that you cannot eat or sell it. So kederach shepiret v'cha b'nevela leger b'netina ul'oved kochavim b'mechira. Okay, I'm going to stop here. We'll get on with the limud later on. Meitve. How can you say that enis v'chal alisur in the case of the chela? Doesn't it say Mavashal Bene Khalav Patur? Dam Shabishlo Bihalav Patur. At Samot Kidim Karnaim to Fim Shabishlam Khalav Patur. But a pig of Anisra Tommy Shabishlam Bihalav Khayab, which means it's a Khalal Isr. Yeah, okay, big deal. Haitana Sover is a Khalal Isr. Okay. A Mavashal Bihalav Patur, that happens to be Misael Resh Lokish. Titanan in Makshirin, Mechalav Arain Kihalav, Amocha from these Shemen. From the Zayat Arioke Sherman, and Rish Lakish said, "Lo Shanu El Alachshirat Azraim, Aval Inyan Bishul Basav Cholav Mechalav Eino Kecholav." And this supports him. Toner Rabbana. Bechalei Vimo means Dafka Chalei Vimo. How do I know Chalav Parah and Rachel? I mean, I'm Amr Kavachomer. My Mo. Shelo Nesraimo BaArba'a Nesraimo BeBishulo Parah VaRachel Shneesraimo BaArba'a Eino Din Shneesraimo BeBishulo Talmud Lomar Bechalei Vimo. You just proved it. You could always say that imo is more chomor. Therefore, I need the pasuk bechalav imo. Tanya idach bechalav imo ein la bechalav imo bechalav achoto gedola minayim, which either means according to the mekubal pshat of Rashi in a pora, or according to Rabbi Yosef Tovi Leim's pshat, it means actually in the same species, but an animal that had already gone into the deer, lihitaser, and therefore is part of a previous generation. Minayin, Amr Kavachomer, Umayin, Moshe Nechnesayimu ledir lihitaser, Nesraimu bibishulo, Achoto Shalo Nechnesayimu ledir lihitaser, Inudin Shnesraimu bibishulo, Talmud Lomar Bechalevimo, what? Alam Alikra, Aatulet. Okay, that only proves achoto gedola, which means either para or the same species but already meiser. Achoto ktana, which means the little species, according to the first pshat, meaning a lamb. Milk, used milk, and Chotokitana, meaning the same years to be mitaser minayim. At mi minayim. Meite, so let's start from imo, okay? Mal imo shiken esraimo shpishita, Chotokidola tochiach. Mal Chotokidola shalonik nesaimo ledir litaser, imo tochiach, vechozradin. Lori zekri ze, vlori zekri ze, atzada shaveshaben, shubosr vosr levashabacholov. So you could have done the same thing for Achoto Gedola Nami Tetiminayot. You're right. But then what do you need the pasuk for? This only works out according to Rabbi Yosef Tovi Lam's pshat. Mi baylai lakita tanya b'chalev imo. Eli ela b'chalev imo. How about he atzma in its own chalav minayim? Ah, okay, you will have to start abstract. Amr kavachom. Uma b'makom shlo nesar pri im pri b'shchita. Nesar pri im ha'em b'shchita. B'makom shnesar pri im pri b'bishul. Eno din shnesar pri im ha'em b'bishul. What? You just proved it beautifully. Where you have an iser of pre and pre, but it's mutter pre and pre. That has nothing to do with it. Over there it's the zera av that's confusing you. Well, that's the only thing, the kagorim, I'll prove it, because you could change around the situation, and you could have a peret ben susya that had a sister that's a pirda, where over there pre and pre would be mutter, and pre-aim would be usher, so that's irrelevant. Okay, Omar Marbarei Ravina, you could use evet ben shivcha achi meshuchrera to prove it, where over there pre and pre is usher, and pre-aim is mutter. Noch. That's because the shichra is the issue, nothing to do with the pre-aim relationship. I'll prove that to you too. Eved ben meshuchreret, achi shivcha yochia, where it's mutter pri and pri, and aser pri ma'em. Ela amar avidi baravin, mishom dikala meimer klois royim yochichu, sho aser pri and pri, and mutter pri ma'em. No, please, klum nesar pri and pri, ala yidea em. Chiti visari bekada are not aser. Ela amar avashi mishom dikala meimer, mala pri and pri, shiken shnei gufim. That's the bottom line. Which means koshati after lecha, arevu bal tochal. Eli ela ba'achila ba'naminayin. Ah, that follows Rabbi Abo. Amar Rabbi Abo, Amar Rabbi Lazar. Koma kom shenemar lo yochal or lo tochal or lo tochlu or whatever. It always means akadis rachil akadis ranaba mashma. Until you're told beferish that sheifrot lecha katuv kederek shepiret lecha benevela, over there is lagir benetina ulovet kohavim bemechira.